Not to spoil the party here, but Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin has been overjoyed to watch Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign gather momentum over the last few months. But the Gov has actually endorsed another slightly less obscure candidate at this point.
I am a Hillary supporter, and I'm incredibly proud of the message she's spreading. And I'll tell you, this is an example of why I support her. One day my phone rings, and Hillary said, "I want to know what you're doing on heroin addiction, because I haven't run for office for 8 years, and I'm out there, and folks keep coming up to me in all walks of life saying, my son, my daughter, my mom, my dad, my neighbor, what are you doing up there?" And then she just listened. And, you know, politicians don't usually do that. She's incredibly bright. She picks things up. She cares deeply. But she listens. And, you know, she's what I call a pragmatic progressive. She can actually not only develop great policy, but get things done. So I'm really hopeful that she'll be our next president.
When was the moment that you understood that heroin was something way beyond a kind of fringe, subcultural problem and was far more mainstream?
I found myself, you know, I'd be speaking to the Chamber of Commerce annual meeting or to the accountants annual meeting. I'm not the tofu growers of Vermont, but to the all sectors. And folks kept coming up to me afterwards and kind of tugging on my jacket. You know, we're a small state where people talk to the governor and saying things like, you know, I've lost my son. I've lost my daughter. I've lost my mom. Or I would run into small store owners who would say, you know, in a state that has no crime, we're suddenly getting ripped off a lot. Or people would say to me, I had my car broken into and I used to leave my key in it. And I just started asking questions. And I went into prisons. I went into treatment centers. I talked to judges. I talked to prosecutors. I talked to mental health folks. And I realized we had a big problem.
As a substance, what is it that scares you the most about heroin now that you've had so much experience statewide with what it can do socially?
My biggest fear is that we seem to miss in America that we're suffering from this crisis because of the FDA-approved painkillers, OxyContin and others, that we just take a cavalier approach to handing out like candy. And if anyone, no one can deny that that's what's led us into this mess. It's not illegal drugs that got us here. It's not drug dealers coming up and selling this stuff, although it's a problem. It is the fact that we literally prescribe painkillers in this country after the advent of OxyContin with irrational exuberance. There's just no other way to explain it.
Is it the case that in a state like Vermont, people don't see the problem until it's almost too late, that there's a fatality or there's some irreversible consequence that's happened?
I actually think that I, as a governor, got on this one because Vermont faces its challenges, because we have such a great quality of life. We trust each other. We take care of each other. Strangers reach out to strangers. We say hi to each other on the street. We're an incredibly giving, wonderful, taking care of each other kind of people. And when we literally see our neighbors losing their lives or losing everything that they have to addiction, we talk about it and we say, we got to do something about this. And, you know, when I started talking about this as a governor, it wasn't well received by all. And I think the fact that we have confronted it head on, we changed the way we deal with this from a crime to a disease, which is exactly what it is.
Are you turning it around?
We will not turn this around until the FDA changes and our friends in Washington and the medical community changes their attitudes about painkillers. We just won't. What we can do is find better ways to deal with the crisis. And that means for Vermont, changing our attitudes, not throwing nonviolent drug addicts into jail, but instead getting them into treatment, getting them wraparound services, getting them back into jobs and back to work. So we literally now in Vermont, if you are an addict and we catch you when you bottom out, the blue lights are on, the handcuffs are on, we say to you, after a third-party assessment to make sure that you're not violent, you're not going to hurt somebody, and that's true with 90%, more than 90% of the folks, if you go into treatment, if you'll do the things that we need you to do, want you to do, and will help you do, you'll never see a judge, you'll never see a criminal record, and you'll never see a prosecutor. Instead, you will get back and become a productive member of our society. And as long as we're going to pass this painkillers out, we're going to have to start dealing it like with as the healthcare crisis that it is, and it is a healthcare problem. It's not a law enforcement problem.
What do pharmacists, small business people in Vermont say about their role here? Do they say, hey, leave me alone. I'm a free businessman. Well, not my problem. No, I'm making a profit here. This is how I make a living.
They've actually been very helpful. They really have. And, you know, we're actually making progress on the pharmacy problem. In other words, we've set up the Northeast Governor's regional databases that allow us to know when someone is pill shopping and crossing state borders or doing it within the state. We've become much better about linking law enforcement to those prescribing practices without invading anybody's privacy. All that's working pretty well. The problem we have is that when we drive people away from the pills, they go to the cheaper form of heroin. And get the math on this one. You can buy a bag of heroin, pure heroin, in parts south of Vermont for $5, $6 a bag. You can sell this poison up here for $20, even $30 a bag. So you can see the financial incentive for folks to come and peddle this poison in Vermont. We're obviously having a statewide conversation about changing attitudes about this disease. But the root is that if we don't change our approach to pain killers and the way we pass them out, we're going to be signing up more heroin addicts.
Governor Shumlin, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Peter Shumlin is the Democratic governor of Vermont.